Well, good day, everybody, and welcome to the JSMI Australia Office podcast. We're going to be calling them Faith-Filled Moments, and for this morning, the first of a year 2023, our first audio podcast, that is, and both ourselves and the office and the staff and Brother Jerry, Miss Karen, I'm really excited about looking forward to being able to do this on a weekly basis for you. Also looking forward with anticipation to what we're talking about is this on this podcast is the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable. That's the word that's come from our apostle and prophet, Dr. Savell. And I just want to encourage you that as you start this year, I pray that you are free from the past and full of faith for the future as we begin to look forward to this year of the maximum. As I was thinking about it, I thought about for myself and Diane in this office is that my word to me this year from the Lord is you are a success going somewhere to succeed. And I hope you get that in your spirit as well as the year of the maximum, which will be, as we see, different for each of us. Now, I truly believe that this is going to be a year where our expectations are going to come to pass. But there's a question for you. What are you expecting? Because I know if you expect nothing, every time you're going to hit that. And I believe expectation qualifies you for receivership. Receive to be receiving from God, the God of ours who, according to the word of God, his eyes run around the world looking for those whose heart is expectant or perfect, as the scripture says, before him. I believe that we are chosen to receive of him this year, that we can be a light to those around us. Now, I start the new year, as I do with Diane, and we have done for many years, with the scripture, 2 Chronicles 20:20. I'd like you to think about that because it's not just a scripture for the day, but it's a scripture for the daily walk that we have with the Lord. And I want to read 2 Chronicles 20:20 to you. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord thy God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And what I want us to look at as we start the year with the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable, is the bottom part of this verse. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. A couple of word studies I did myself. The word believe, it means to be firm, to trust, to be permanent, to be true, to be certain, and to be faithful. So the word of God is telling us to be faithful to the Lord and you will be established. What does that mean? Established means to be set, fixed, to settle permanently. When we go to the word of God and when we believe him and we're faithful to him, we will be settled permanently under the shadow of the Almighty, whom no foe can disturb. Amen. But then in the second part of that, it says, believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Believe again, to be faithful to be permanent, to be trustworthy, to be true to. But the word prosper is a word means to be prosperous, to be made prosperous. And those who have been around a bit know that that also means to be successful and to be making gain. So when we are faithful to the prophet, to the word given by the prophet, it will make our way successful. Amen. And so as we believe in the Lord our God, we are fixed and firm under his shadow. When we believe his prophets, it makes our way prosperous and we will become successful to the maximum this year. But it's not just one day of the year at the beginning we should take this, but there's a word in the Amplified of that verse which means, or it says to be steadfast. I want you to think about that. You're going to need more of that this year than everybody ever, because steadfast means to be constant, firm, resolute, not fickle or wavering. That means not doing something this time or today and changing tomorrow. It means that we will become the stability of our times, of our families, of communities. They will look to us that we are the ones who bring stability into their life. Amen. And so I want to encourage you to take hold of the word of God and believe his prophet, the maximum, but don't leave it as a once-off application. We believe in our hearts, so we confess with our mouths. This is something that Diane and I begin to pick up at the beginning of the year and do on a daily basis. It's daily in its application. Now, I want to expand that a little bit because I got quite excited when I looked at the Amplified Bible with that word steadfast in verse, that's 2 Chronicles 20:20. But when you go down to 21, 22, and 25, there is a progression of what happens. In verse 22, for instance, it talks about our attitude, the attitude of the people of Israel. What did he do? He said in verse 21, when he had consulted, were appointed with the singers to sing to the Lord and praise him in their holy priestly garment, as they went out before the army, saying, give thanks for the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. Before they received the answer, they gave thanks for their deliverance. They gave thanks for the victory in the battle. That's what you and I can do, because we've come through a year where the open hand of God has provided for us in the midst of chaos and disorder. But I want to encourage you, we take this forward now and we say, before we see the maximum results, even today as I'm speaking, I believe for it. But before I receive it, Lord, I'm going to thank you for it. I'm going to thank you that you are bringing deliverance to me. That's my part. That's your part. Because, you know, you can't keep a praiser down. You didn't have to be a good singer. You just have to be a praiser of God. Amen. But then you drop to verse 22 and it says, what happened when they began to praise God? Look at verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were self-slaughtered. In other words, they came against one another. They came against each other, killed each other. And it's just like Moses that was told to stand when he was standing on the edge of the sea, stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord. As we praise him and thank him, God brings deliverance, and that enemy, whether it's sickness, disease, somebody in your life, it's never the person, it's the spirit behind that person or that situation that God's going to come against, and they're going to destroy themselves. For he is your deliverer this morning. And then look at the outcome. When God turns up on the scene, look at what happens in verse 25, 2 Chronicles 20:25. When Jehoshaphat and the people came to take the spoil, they found among them much cattle, goods, garments, and precious things, which they took away for themselves more than they could carry away, so much they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. That's the outcome. When God turns up into our situation, when God moves on our behalf, there is a supernatural increase that comes to us. There is the blessings of the Lord that make his rich and add no sorrow. So as you're listening to me today, there is a process. We take hold of the word of God and we speak that word of God that has come through our prophet, the year of the maximum, the highest attainable level. And then what are we going to do? We're going to stand back and we're going to praise him for the answer. God is going to answer from heaven, not like he did with Elisha and those fire from heaven. Well, maybe he will. I'm not sure. But he's going to do, and we're going to do and see the deliverance of the Lord. And then we are going to collect the spoils in the midst of a year, which is even worse, according to the news and what have you. But we're not to look to that. We look to the God of our salvation. We are to bless him. And as we bless him, he's going to bring deliverance. And when that deliverance comes, it's going to be a deliverance of abundance. And we want to encourage you as we begin this year. Remember what I said, that I believe that you and I are a success going somewhere to succeed to the maximum. Remember that. As we get into these, and I'm going to continue around this theme, how do we confess? Where are we going to go next week? I hope I've encouraged you. Behold and give thanks, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Jasmine, or whoever that is listening to us, please be encouraged This is the year of the maximum, and success is your portion. May you be blessed as you go about your day. We would love to be a part of what's going on in your life. Love you, bless you, and look forward to catching up with you again in faith-filled moments next week. God bless, and good day. Speak to you soon. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-6534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.